a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and it is Thursday, the 16th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
A peaceful and crash-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this morning, the new Salt Lake Airport is growing more expensive by the billions of dollars.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the price tag has gone up another $500 million to now be $4.1 billion. At the groundbreaking, the first phase was expected to cost $1.8 billion, but the costs keep flying up. The Tribune says it's facilities being added or expanded to handle extra growth that's been happening since they first planned it, like Delta wanting a larger Sky Club or higher tech equipment for security screening and more passengers. The higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by airlines and their passengers, not through local taxes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Roy, where a small airplane crashed into a home yesterday, killing the pilot.
And I just saw this black smoke coming up, and I realized, oh my gosh, that's over here in Stony Brook where I live.
Rob Simpson is a member of the area's HOA and says after four other recent problems involving small planes, residents are already worried something like this might happen again. The pilot has been identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden.
A police chase through three cities has ended with a woman in custody. West Valley police say they spotted a stolen vehicle, but the driver took off from a traffic stop. Officers say at one point she drove into oncoming traffic along Redwood Road in West Jordan. Eventually, they were able to stop her in South Jordan.
Funeral services have been set for Sandy Police Chief Bill O'Neill, who died of a heart attack on Sunday. Chief O'Neill's celebration of life will be held tomorrow evening at Jordan High School. His funeral will be held Saturday afternoon at Juan Diego High School. Chief O'Neill was only 48 years old.
A Utah state lawmaker wants to make it a crime to refuse a breathalyzer test or blood draw.
Under current law, if someone fails a field sobriety test, they're asked to either take a breath test or let the officers take a sample of their blood. District 45 Representative Stephen Ellison says a growing number of suspected DUI drivers are refusing that chemical test.
There's some really ugly situations where they're trying to wrestle somebody to the ground.
If HB 139 passes, suspects would be informed that refusing the chemical test is itself a crime. He says the suspect can still refuse to give one, but the penalty for doing so would be like the penalty they would get for a DUI.
If it's your first DUI, it's one set of penalties. If it's the second DUI, there's enhanced penalties.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Impeachment has finally reached the Senate. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, articles of impeachment are exhibited in the Senate today and read by House managers. That's after Chief Justice Roberts is sworn in, then swears in all 100 senators. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
McConnell indicated the trial itself would begin on Tuesday. Well, today, the U.S. Senate gives final ratification to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, giving President Trump a major victory. This comes a day after he signed a phase one of a trade deal with China.
Most people thought this could never happen. Should have happened 25 years ago, by the way, but that's okay.
Work is underway already on phase two. CNN has released audio of the after-debate exchange between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders following disagreement whether Sanders said a woman can't win the presidency.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now.
The news network co-hosted the Iowa event and had access to stage microphones. And the Taliban offering the U.S. a week-long ceasefire in Afghanistan. This reopens the possibility of the elusive deal to end that 18-year war. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Leaders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints joined the relief efforts for the Philippines. One of the apostles, Elder Quentin L. Cook, is in the country and met with the president.
And we're able to give him the contribution from the church for to help the people that have been so adversely impacted by this terrible volcano.
The church is providing more than $120,000 in donations and humanitarian aid. The money will be used to provide food, hygiene kits, and face masks to help protect from volcanic ash. Several of the church's chapels are also being used to house people who have been evacuated.
Coming up on KSL, the Supreme Court takes up an age discrimination case.
And KSL traffic.
So far, no crashes. Road conditions are great this morning, and all the canyons open without restrictions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks for joining us this morning. KSL News Time is now 5:05.
Live.
Space Force is becoming all the more real.
KSL's Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry.
You may be chuckling already.
Now on 1230 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Winter brings snow and ice, and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof and your home. Wasatch Heat Cable specializes in heat cabling, snow retention, and roof ice removal. They're the best in the business because this is what they do year-round. And right now, Wasatch Heat Cable is offering a free automated controller with qualifying purchase through the end of January. Listen to this story from Julia about Wasatch Heat Cable.
A couple years ago, we left for the holidays and came home to find our kitchen ceiling was on our kitchen table. Water was coming into our home and soaking the ceiling sheetrock. We couldn't believe the amount of damage that was done. Wasatch Heat Cable came out and steamed off the roof, installed heat cable, and now we haven't had any problems with ice damps. I'd highly recommend them to anyone.
To schedule your estimate, call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Schedule your estimate today. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
If you're just waking up with us this morning, it's one of those calm days in between storms here in the Wasatch Front. We're actually looking for temperatures that could be record highs today, maybe as high as 50 in some spots. So Mother Nature going to stay out of the mix, it appears anyway, on your drive in this morning.
The Supreme Court, with seven baby boomers on the bench, is dealing with a case of age discrimination.
Chief Justice Roberts is wondering if the phrase "okay, boomer" qualifies as age discrimination. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments in a 2014 case. Florida resident Norris Babb alleges the Department of Veterans Affairs denied her promotion opportunities because of her age and gender. It's not clear from court transcript if Babb was called a baby boomer, but she used the phrase in a hypothetical example, asking what if a manager said "okay, boomer" to an applicant. Babb's attorney says the phrase shows disdain for older candidates. The ruling will determine how federal workers can claim age bias under the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967. Yuni Han, ABC News.
I have friends that are already pushing back on this "okay, boomer" thing. Yeah. Tired of hearing it already, and it's newly, you know, passed around in our vernacular. Japan's environment minister says he will take paternity leave when his first child is born later this month in order to set a good example for working fathers in Japan. Japanese men are traditionally absent from child rearing. The government recently began promoting paternity leave amid an aging population and dwindling birth rate. The environment minister says he'll take 2 weeks of leave over 3 months.
Well, the hottest team in the NBA will try for their 11th straight win tonight. The Utah Jazz are in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. The Jazz haven't lost a game since before Christmas. In that time, they've put together the NBA's best offense. The winning streak started right after the trade with Cleveland for Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, don't underestimate his contribution to this team. No. You know, everybody points at Rudy having a good defensive game. Donovan having a good game and Ingles doing his thing. But this kid comes off the bench with 20 points a night.
Right.
That's a difference maker in a game. Good luck to our Jazz tonight. 5:09 means it's time for us to get our first look at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services, Retirement Planning. Hey, Mr. Farnsworth, how are you?
Hey, Tim, doing well. And actually, the roads are looking very nice this morning. Probably the best start we've had this week with no issues with weather. As far north as Brigham City and as far south as Santaquin, the freeway looking good. Approaching the freeways, even going through the canyons, Parley's is plowed and salted and don't see any issues with weather there either. We had problems with that early yesterday morning coming out of Tooele. You're also at the full speed limit. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look at that forecast and how warm it's going to get today. Back to you, Grant.
Well, if you've been here long enough, you know you've heard the term warm before the storm. Today, it's one of those days. It's the south winds pick up and our temperatures by this afternoon hovering around 50 degrees. Not going to last long, though. The winds picking up means a storm is on its way and it gets here into the overnight hours. So early tomorrow morning. We'll expect snow, widespread snow for the Wasatch Front. Morning drive tomorrow. Highs tomorrow 38 and 1 to 3 inches in the valleys by tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's already 35 degrees. What were we yesterday? 21, I think, when we got here? So 14 degrees warmer to start the morning.
So the Chief Justice will arrive at the Senate around noon, I think, our time today. And he'll swear the senators in as jurors in this impeachment trial. We'll hear more about what's going to happen today with Mary Bruce coming up in a moment right here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM on this historic day. And thanks for starting your morning with Utah's news station.
When we reflect on the last year, we're filled with gratitude. We appreciate that Shane Company customers allow us to be a part of the most important moments in their lives. Because of this, every day our team goes above and beyond for you, like a friend would do. We travel overseas to hand select the prettiest diamonds, rubies, and sapphires at their sources and pay with cash. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts educate and guide you so you will get the most beautiful jewelry for your budget. We also have many great financing options. Choose what works best for you. Start the new year off right. Come to Shane Company for the most beautiful and unique jewelry at the best value in town. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
It's often said that the only sure things in life are death and taxes. But there's definitely a third one, and that's change. Life is full of inevitable changes, and your success and happiness can depend on how you respond to changes you face. I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. In either case, you need the support of a trusted legal partner. Talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on, and that never changes.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Last year, I had CertaPro painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. CertaPro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the new Salt Lake Airport added another $500 million in expenses. New or expanded facilities there now have the cost at $4.1 billion. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah Jazz will try to win their 11th game in a row tonight in New Orleans. Over the past month, the Jazz have had the best offense in the NBA.
And third, of course, keeping an eye on your drive-in this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And right now, watching the freeway looks good, I-15 into Salt Lake City. Whether you're going from Ogden or Provo and through the canyons, much better today than yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, windy, and warm today. High temperatures up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 35 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The articles of impeachment now in Senate hands. The trial against President Trump set to begin next week. Lev Parnas, a close associate of presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani, telling MSNBC he is positive the president knew about the pressure campaign put on Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
The White House out with a statement this morning saying the president did nothing wrong. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will both be sworn in as jurors in the impeachment trial. Same for Amy Klobuchar. All running for president will have to leave the campaign trail during the trial. Warren and Sanders debating after this week's Iowa debate. They were heard on mic accusing each other of lying about whether Sanders told Warren in 2018 a woman couldn't win the White House. The Senate today set to vote on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president signing a trade deal with China on Wednesday. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Members of the Senate will soon be taking a new oath as they prepare for the presidential impeachment trial.
ABC's Mary Bruce has the latest.
With a stroke of the speaker's pen and an historic march across the Capitol.
The House has passed H. Res. 798, a resolution appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
This morning, the articles of impeachment are now in the hands of the Senate.
President Trump put his own personal interests above the national interests, above our national security, and if not stopped, he will do it again. For that reason, he was impeached. And for that reason, the House managers will take the case to the Senate and to the American people.
Chairman Adam Schiff is leading the team of lawmakers that will prosecute the case. Later today on the Senate floor, he will outline the charges that the president abused his power and obstructed Congress by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his rivals. Then the Chief Justice John Roberts will be sworn in to preside, and he will administer the oath to the full Senate. During the trial, all 100 members will have to sit silently like jurors and weigh the evidence.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The Senate is on trial. We will see whether they conduct a fair trial and allow the witnesses or conduct a cover-up.
Now, the president's team thinks it is unlikely that this trial lasts more than 2 weeks, but it's not really up to the White House. And even a handful of key Republicans say they are interested in hearing from additional witnesses. And if they can force the Republican leader's hand by getting enough support to call for new testimony and additional evidence, well, then we could see a much longer trial.
Hmm. And I guess it doesn't get underway in earnest, as they say, in earnest, until Tuesday, although there is some pomp and circumstance today.
Yeah. Interesting that the White House thinks it will only take 2 weeks. The number I heard all day yesterday from those, you know, that follow these things a whole lot closer than most of us says 6 weeks is probably
really?
A better.
But I had not heard
weeks,
that.
6 weeks pushes it, you know, right in the middle and beyond the Iowa caucus, right? Because mm-hmm. we're 3 weeks out or something.
So those candidates would be off the campaign trail
yeah.
in those crucial states.
Yeah. I was reading a headline this morning in the New York Times. It says Clinton's trial got ugly. This could be worse. I don't know if America has the stomach for this. Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants to see, if you're inclined, to be a part of this presidential history, this history of the United States. But if it goes on 6 weeks, I don't know how many people have the stomach for it, to
they'll
be honest with you.
Possibly they'll just tune out from it or get a little bit of headline and then that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd watch it gavel to gavel, would they?
Well, they haven't watched any of it gavel to gavel so far. So
since I remember Nixon, I remember watching that when I was a child. I remember my parents having that on in the background, and they were fascinated by that. But I don't think this has the same sort of feeling, does it?
No. And you should know that we are dedicated to bringing you as much of the information as we can. And ABC will be providing updates, and we'll keep you on top of what's happening back there.
But there's a lot of other things going on in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we talked with Lee about this yesterday, that they can essentially chew gum and walk at the same time. And there are things happening in Washington. The Senate today is voting on that new trade deal, in North American trade deal. So we'll follow it all for you here on Utah's news station. We appreciate you starting your morning with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, let's get an early morning look at your commute. Brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and over to you, Andy.
Amanda, just looking pretty good overall on our freeways. Couple of spots that might be busy at the moment. Southbound 15 as you cross 215 in Murray, just for moments. Don't see any continuing backup. Looks good on Bangor, 56th West, Highway 89 if you're heading through Davis County, Redwood Road if you're coming out of Utah County, as well as the freeways. Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. Let 2020 be the year for your new kitchen or bathroom countertops. See 50 new colors in 4 Utah showrooms. Visit bedrockquartz.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a little peek here at the 7-day forecast.
It's warm, it's windy today as the storm gets closer to us. Partly cloudy, we're up to 50 degrees. Tomorrow, snow showers for the morning drive. It starts early in the morning, tapers off afternoon. Highs tomorrow, 38. And then a lot of clouds on Saturday, but we're up to 40 degrees. Mostly sunny, up to 41 on Sunday. 42 Monday and partly cloudy skies. We'll see more clouds Tuesday, 41. And then more snow possible Wednesday with high 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let's check the temperature early on this Thursday morning. 35 degrees. Look how warm it is already.
They're talking about 6 to 12 inches on top of what we've already received up there tonight and tomorrow. In the mountains,
right,
obviously. And some down here in the valley. So just, buck up. Here we go again.
Feels like spring already,
even
though
it's January. And then a little break
January.
For the weekend. Yeah. Hey, if you're already on the roads out there, as you think about going out, we appreciate you joining us every morning and making KSL part of your commute. Want to remind you that we're giving away $500 in free gas starting next Tuesday.
Just a way of our saying thank you for listening every morning. You can register by going to kslnewsradio.com. And you register for your chance to earn that $500 in free gas, and then all you do is listen. It starts on Tuesday, as Tim said. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio.
Market's on the run again this morning. We'll take a look at your money news next.
For 10 years, we've run with the Wall Street Bulls and have seen our personal wealth soar. But are the Wall Street Bears around the corner? Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group, and his team want to let you know that if you're nearing retirement, you might be sitting on one of the greatest windfalls in investment history. But now's not the time to get careless about your nest egg. How long can we run with the bulls? No one knows, but a smart investor will know what their exposure is and take steps to protect what they have. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370 or visit them online to find out if you're exposed to volatility. There are simple rules that they follow, and it's not about selling you products or frightening you out of the market. It's about doing what's right for you, your family, and your personal situation for the long haul. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com. They'll help you run with the bulls while keeping a watchful eye out for the bears. New Millennium Group is here to help you protect what you've saved, grow it, and keep it for life.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
A legend in sports entertainment has died. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the father of actor and wrestling star Dwayne The Rock Johnson has died. Rocky Johnson was 75 and was a fan favorite in the days of the World Wrestling Federation.
Rocky's got to get out of there. He's got to make that tag, but he won't last too much longer.
That's the voice of Pierre Clement, known as Pat Patterson, when he was the arch-villain with Rocky Johnson as the hero for big-time wrestling in the San Francisco Bay Area, where his son Dwayne was born. Having the African-Canadian as the good guy and the blue-eyed blonde as the villain was later considered groundbreaking, but fans thought nothing of it in the early 70s. They just loved Rocky Johnson. No cause of death has been given. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
What are you saying, Sean? It's not real?
I was at the San Jose Civic Auditorium watching Rocky Johnson do his famous drop kicks and beating Pat Patterson.
Oh, wow.
And
what
we
fun.
Loved him, and we did thought nothing of their color.
You're ruining this for me.
It was
morning.
Fabulous.
All right.
Watching Utah. Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. AT&T is getting ready to launch the HBO Max streaming service, which combines HBO with their newly acquired content from Time Warner. The service will cost $15 a month.
Starbucks is expanding a program that tries to open stores and hire employees from low-income communities. The Seattle-based company plans to open or remodel 85 stores by 2025 in rural and urban communities across the U.S. Each of these stores will work with their local chapters of the United Way to offer job training.
California is considering raising taxes on some of the country's largest companies. The size of the tax increase would depend on how much a company pays its top executives. One of the supporters of the bill is Abigail Disney, who is the granddaughter of Roy Disney, who helped co-found the Disney Company.
Yeah, I heard some of her testimony this morning on my way in. Pretty biting.
Wow.
And not just in general about CEO pay, but specifically about the Disney Company, who she is an heiress of.
And isn't it not just the amount of CEO pay, but the disparity between CEO pay and the average worker?
Yeah, and I don't remember the time parameter she put on her testimony, but she said over that period of time, CEO pay had grown to 1,400%. And maybe she was speaking specifically of the head of Disney right now, but 1,400% more than the average employee of the company.
That's interesting.
Pretty biting stuff. The markets this morning, the Dow futures up 85, the S&P futures up 11.25, the NASDAQ this hour up almost 40 points.
And coming up next, another early look at your morning commute.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Win $500 in gas, not once a day, not two times a day, three times a day from KSL News Radio. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us when you listen. Then starting January 21st, listen for your name at 640, 740, and 440. Call us back within 15 minutes and you'll win $500 in fuel from Maverick, Adventure's first stop. You already listen. Why not get free gas? Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to get entered. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to KSL News Radio.
529 at the sound of the bell. Let's check your traffic and weather together here. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy, how we doing?
Well, not bad start this morning, and much better, in fact, than we've had the last couple of days. And no delays on the freeways so far, including I-80 out of Tooele County through the canyons and I-15 into and out of Salt Lake City. Been watching the city streets to see if we have any issues early this morning. Don't have any crashes to report. All the traffic lights seem to be functioning everywhere as well. And all the canyons are open without restriction. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's going to be a warm one today. Let's check that forecast with you, Grant.
Winds picking up today. That means a storm is on its way. It's going to be warm, windy today with some gusts around 30 miles an hour. Could be stronger in some places. Partly cloudy. We're up to 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, snow showers begin early, early in the morning through the midday hours, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 35 degrees.
So far, excellent speeds on all of our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the investigation continues this morning in Roy after another deadly small plane crash.
There's airplane parts all over the tops of the houses.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has the latest in the KSL 24-hour news center. John?
Yeah, Amanda, just after 3 yesterday, the plane went down in a Weber County townhome neighborhood, which is near 50th South and Airport Road in Roy. Officials say the 64-year-old pilot David Good took off from Sky Park Airport in Bountiful and was supposed to land at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. Officials say Good was alone in the plane and they still don't know what caused it to go down. Witnesses driving down I-15 claim they saw the plane turn abruptly and then fall from the sky, followed by a plume of smoke. No other injuries were reported in the accident. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our live team coverage continues now with KSL TV's Ashley Mosier, who says some neighbors are now asking for changes.
5 crashes now since 2017, and the reason for each of those crashes different for each situation. But now residents say, you know, they fear that this might happen, some even questioning if they want to continue living here.
An aviation expert says the neighborhood appears to be sort of a magnet for these accidents, but stresses the airport was there before the neighborhood was built around it.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Very strong winds kicking up about midday ahead of a storm that moves in during the overnight hours tonight.
The winds picking up means a storm is on its way, folks, and we do expect snow to begin really early tomorrow morning. For the morning drive, it looks like we'll still be in the thick of it and then tapering off by later in the morning. The good news is that it looks like it clears out by noon Friday, and so for Friday afternoon through the weekend, it actually looks pretty nice. The temperatures will bounce back up to around 40 or so, which should help to melt off some of that valley snow that we get today.
Grant says the valleys could get 1 to 3 inches out of this storm, while the mountains could be in store for as much as a foot.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The group Stand Up America is expected to be aggressively courting Utah Senator Mitt Romney in an effort to get his vote in favor of removing President Trump from office.
Will Mitt Romney stand up to Donald Trump and uphold his oath of office? That's what an email flyer from the self-proclaimed progressive advocacy organization asked. The group will spend more than $300,000 on digital organizing efforts nationally and will target other senators, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Manchin of West Virginia. Stand Up America says they will use tactics, including driving constituents to visit Senate offices, including Senator Romney's, and launching a volunteer-driven, peer-to-peer texting campaign in Utah. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Senators are sworn in today for the impeachment trial. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the U.S. Senate, it will be sworn in as impeachment jurors this afternoon ahead of the articles being read by House managers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy noted after Speaker Pelosi signed the transmittal orders yesterday.
Asked what a Senate acquittal would mean, she said it didn't matter. The president is impeached forever.
The actual trial begins next week. Meanwhile, the Senate expected to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement today for trade, the day after President Trump signed phase one of a trade deal with China. The Delta Airlines plane that sprayed jet fuel on school kids in Southern California did not have permission from the tower to dump fuel.
Okay, so you don't need to hold the dump fuel or anything like that?
Negative. We'll be requesting runway 25 right.
A request to dump fuel would have the tower send the plane to a specified location. 31 kids were treated for exposure. And an Amber Alert led to the rescue of an 11-year-old girl in Springfield, Massachusetts. Charlotte Mosha was abducted after getting off the school bus, then was rescued unharmed. State police give her credit.
It's amazing. I can't believe how strong she was dealing with this.
The kidnapper was captured. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A 16-year-old Houston high school student has been charged with manslaughter after a deadly shooting. Prosecutors say the boy accidentally shot and killed his friend inside their high school's ROTC room on Tuesday. The boy ran off and was arrested several hours later. He's been charged now as a minor.
Coming up on KSL, a family's car gets stuck in the middle of nowhere, but a 20-mile hike saved the day.
Pretty amazing story. Plus, we'll check your KSL traffic.
So far, no crashes, and road conditions are very nice early this morning, including in the canyons. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:34.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $500 Maverick fuel cards, dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's news station.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21. Prepaid card per company. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Up next, at the opera. In Germany, Nicholas and Anna's performance at the Berlin Opera House comes to a halt as World War I is declared. Meanwhile in Scotland, William gets ready for war and persuades his younger brother to enlist as well. In France, Lieutenant Audebert consoles his pregnant wife who detests him for leaving. As Christmas approaches, the battle rages across no man's land, and William is fatally shot. When the violence ceases, many are shocked by the impact of war. When Christmas Eve arrives, a truce is called, and the soldiers are filled with the holiday spirit. They set aside their differences to intermingle, trade provisions, and sing. But there's a palpable uneasiness in the air. Will blood loss be forgotten or avenged? Will old enemies become new friends? What will happen to the fraternizing armies when their generals find out what they have done? Find out at Utah Opera's Silent Night. So much drama. Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
And the news is sponsored by Utah Opera, presenting Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th. Visit utahopera.org.
Hey, if you're just waking up with us this morning, you may have heard about a small plane crash yesterday. A neighborhood in Roy shaken by yet another incident involving a small plane, this one taking the life of the head of a ski company in Ogden, the Good Ski Company. We're continuing to follow the investigation this morning.
A father and son had to walk more than 20 miles to find help after bad GPS directions got their family stuck south of St. George. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the family was on their way home from a vacation in California last week and wanted to see the Grand Canyon. Their Maps app told them to drive onto unpaved backcountry roads along the Arizona Strip. Going higher and higher, they went 30 miles along high dirt roads before getting stuck in deep mud, clay, and snow. The dad and teenage son started walking, leaving the mom and two younger kids in the car. They walked more than 20 miles to get to a spot with cell service. Rangers found them, and then they found the car. They call it truly miraculous they all survived in such a vast, remote area. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Navy says no significant environmental harm could or would come from its proposed tripling of the size of a Nevada bombing training range. The expansion is being opposed by neighboring tribes and conservationists just east of Reno. The Navy says expanding the Fallon Naval Air Station is critical, meeting combat needs with modern aircraft and weapons. Critics say it will harm fish and wildlife and restrict public access to federal lands.
Will there ever be a Friends reunion? Right now, the answer is Maybe. HBO Max will begin streaming the hit sitcom in May. Friends was one of the top streamed shows for years on Netflix, creating even more interest in getting the original cast back together after almost two decades. The chief of HBO Max says people connected with the show have some interest, but nothing has moved past that stage just yet. I don't know whether, you know, you can capture lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah,
with something
others,
like that.
Others have tried in, you know, a swing and a miss.
Right.
But it is amazing to me still that, and I guess, you know, quality good entertainment is always quality good entertainment. But it's amazing to me that a show that is that old continues to get this kind of attention and is
on Netflix.
And you've got networks that are jockeying for position to be able to put it back on.
Right.
Rerun after rerun.
5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services. Retirement planning. Back to you, Andy.
Right now, watching the drive on I-15. It's been a good one so far. Full speed limit and minimum travel times on all of your roads into Salt Lake City. From American Fork to Salt Lake, about 23 minutes. It's 31 from about 24th Street in Ogden to 6th North in Salt Lake City. See a little bit of heavy traffic on I-80 heading west. This is as you go in that long stretch out past 5600 West heading towards Tooele County. But looks like that's very short slowdown. And then you're back to the full speed limit once again after that. And it looks good into the canyons. I-80, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, both open without restriction. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sorry, I'm doing my NBA All-Star voting this morning.
Hey, back to work.
All right, back to work here. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's see what's coming in your forecast with the help of Grant.
Well, it's going to be one of those windy days before a storm arrives, and with the south wind picking up, it is going to warm things up, too. We're around 50, partly cloudy skies today, but quite breezy for especially the afternoon hours with some strong wind gusts possible. Late tonight, here comes the snow into the early morning hours Friday. Snow for the morning drive on Friday, so heads up. And 1 to 3 inches possible valleys. Highs tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
There will be no hiding from this snowstorm. You know, usually they'll give us a 10% chance, a 50% chance. Now it's 100% tomorrow, which will be just in time for your drive, so be careful. Right now in Salt Lake, 35 degrees.
Evidence of the Russians trying to influence the upcoming presidential election. More with Brad Garrett just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for riding along with Utah's news station.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Whatever your politics, the next generation of business leaders will deal with increased pressure to be environmentally responsible. Companies that learn to adjust to changes in the environment and changes in the social views about the environment will have a competitive advantage. This does not mean greenwashing, a popular term for paying lip service to environmental concerns. This does mean creating more with less, what many Utah companies are already doing, supporting public transportation, telecommuting, video conferencing and training instead of travel, recycling, waste reduction. Environmentally sensitive companies are more profitable, not less. Learn more about sustainability leadership in a Huntsman online MBA program, now offering 1 and 2 year options. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
I do think that, bar none, by far, the best customer experience I had by visiting a ton of local jewelers. This was by far the best experience for me.
That means a lot to us at Diamonds Direct, coming from the grandson of one of Salt Lake City's historical jewelers. But before shopping at Diamonds Direct, Dan exhausted all his local options.
So we called him from family connections and weren't too impressed with the prices. And so we started shopping online and we found some pretty good prices online, good quality diamonds. And I figured that would be the best price I could get.
Until he discovered Diamonds Direct's huge selection at prices that were even better than those he saw online.
Really enjoyed the experience. I just had a blast looking at all these different diamonds. My grandma grew up with her dad owning a jewelry store, and so she knows quite a bit about diamonds, and they've been very impressed with this diamond.
Well done, Dan. We think your grandfather would be proud. Diamonds Direct, where Utah gets engaged. 6400 South, across the street from Fashion Place Mall.
Thanks for starting your morning by reaching out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line this morning. When you can do so safely, it's simple to do. Just dial us up at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, neighbors are worried about another deadly small plane crash in Roy. The crash yesterday killed David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney is one of a handful of Republican senators being pressured publicly by a progressive group to vote to remove President Trump in the upcoming impeachment trial.
Third, sounds like we're moving pretty good out there. Let's check your traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And traffic looking good so far on I-15. Starting to see some bang-getter slowdowns over in West Valley, but very minor delays at most. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, windy, and warm today. High temperatures up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. New reports say there's evidence that the Russians are trying to influence the upcoming presidential election.
Joining us live is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. What evidence is there, Brad?
Well, first of all, what they did in 2016, they'll continue to do. Hack into websites, disinformation, try to make it more divisive, stir up people's emotions on fake news, basically. That's one component. We've seen that. The other, and this is a big deal, their ability or potential ability to hack into voting machines where they could alter the votes inside machines. So when they print out or go, let's say, sent electronically to another location, it wouldn't show the true votes of that particular machine. Another concern is hacking into voter eligibility systems. In other words, the three of us, let's say, are registered. We go to vote. They pull us up in the computer and say, you're not eligible. Again, controlling who could vote, who couldn't. Shutting off the power in certain locations in swing states so the machines won't work. I mean, it just sort of goes on and on of the potentials. No one is saying that all this could happen, but it's the vulnerabilities potentially are there for all of the above to happen.
Yeah, and you make the point that when we talk about a presidential election, it is a nationwide thing, and yet all of this voting takes place on a local basis, and our local authorities and our local budgets may not have the same ability to see these things or prevent these things from happening.
There's no question about it. I mean, if you go out in your state into the smaller towns and counties, they're not going to have the ability to, you know, update the most recent software and have an IT person make sure they have all the patches, etc. I mean, it's sort of the system we have is sort of ripe for the Russians to manipulate it. Now, will the Russians really care about rural parts of the country? They may in certain swing states. I would think the bigger concern would be where there's larger populations of people voting. But, you know, this whole idea that voting machines in some form or fashion can be connected to the Internet or through a modem through the telephone system set up all sorts of possibilities for the Russians and others to infiltrate those systems, supply ransomware. That's another issue I forgot to talk about, where they could literally shut down a system and hold it for ransom so you couldn't use any of the systems at a particular jurisdiction. So all of these things, you know, are a bit actually scary. They could happen. I'm just suggesting it's a possibility.
I have some frustration, Brad, because if some of these things were done in 2016, why haven't we come up with a way to protect against them since then?
Well, just because of what Tim just said. It's all about money. In other words, do jurisdictions have the money to pay for extra security, the most latest software, et cetera? Some do, some don't. And, you know, there was a belief, Amanda, that all of these machines did not hook into the Internet or through a wireless phone system, and the answer is that's just not really true. You know, the other scary thing I haven't mentioned is that, you know, two-thirds of the components of the voting machines in this country, that the companies that make them have offices in China and Russia. So you can see the possibilities there of issues even being built into the machines, again, potentially, that could cause problems.
I know you've got to run, but we just did a story a minute ago of a family who was misguided, led astray by new technology, GPS, that put them on unpaved roads in the middle of Nevada somewhere, and they had a 20-mile walk out. Here we are with all this great technology for voting, and some states now are calling for having a paper ballot along with the electronic ballot. Does that make sense? Would that be something that could prevent some of this, or at least give you a way of double-checking?
Yeah, it wouldn't prevent it, but it would give you a double-check. In other words, if the machine kicks out electronically, you know, 400 for this person, 500 for this person, and then you go and count the paper ballots, and it was really 700 and 300 or whatever it might be. Yes. And so there is a push to go back to that. Some jurisdictions will have it. Others won't. But this whole thing is just so ripe to manipulate, and that's the big concern.
We'll continue to rely on your expertise, Brad. Thank you. Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Yeah, important. Brad said on several occasions there in that conversation, doesn't mean these things are going to happen.
Right.
Just means the vulnerabilities are there.
Right.
Let's get a look at how things are doing on the roads out there. At 5:49, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy,
well,
how are the roads?
They're not bad. Road conditions are the best they've been this week, including the canyons, which are open without restriction. I'm seeing some building traffic starting to increase a little bit. I-80 eastbound going up towards Parley Summit. Traffic was a little bit heavy heading into Davis County from Salt Lake City, right around the 215 interchange, but that seems to be thinning out. Full speed limit and minimum travel time of 31 minutes from 12th Street in Ogden into downtown Salt Lake City. I don't even see any backups at any of the gates to Hill Air Force Base at the moment. Updating your kitchen in 2020, visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price, and try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and find out where the snow is. Over to you, Grant.
It's a windy day, partly cloudy, and really warming up before a storm gets here. Highs today right around 50 degrees. Early, early tomorrow morning, here comes the snow. We'll expect snow for the morning drive tomorrow. Highs 38 for our Friday. Saturday up to 40 and more clouds. Sunshine on Sunday, we're up to 41, and then partly cloudy Monday, 42. Back in the 40s Tuesday with clouds, and then snow possible Wednesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let's check the temperature. Downtown, it's 35 degrees.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll see how the markets are doing this morning. Yesterday, they were keeping an eye, well, earlier this week anyway, keeping an eye on bank profits. Yesterday, it was the China trade deal that has now been signed. We'll see what the reaction is to it all with the market numbers next.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
I thought that
foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, you know, insoles and supports.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked.
If you think you've tried everything to relieve your foot pain, you probably haven't tried arch supports from the Good Feet store.
And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I don't have foot pain anymore. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The ResMed company that makes sleep apnea machines has agreed to a $37.5 million settlement after it was accused of giving illegal kickbacks to healthcare providers in return for customer referrals. The company denies any wrongdoing.
It is time for Cougar Tracks with Mitch Harper.
The BYU basketball team hosts the San Diego Toreros at home in the Marriott Center this evening. It's the first time the Cougars have taken on the Toreros since last March's blowout loss in the West Coast Conference tournament that ultimately ended BYU's season without a postseason tournament. BYU forward Connor Harding remembers that game well, and it's a big motivator for tonight's contest.
This is payback, though. You know, they kicked us out of the tournament and WCC tournament and, you know, all of our hopes. And so, you know, I think that's why Coach is on edge a little bit, too. You know, it's a time to answer the call and to get back at them.
BYU and San Diego tip off at 7 p.m., and you can listen to the game right here on KSL News Radio, and you can find in-game content on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie here for Big O Tires. We're in the middle of winter here, Scott, and that means you got to make sure to take care of your car, take care of yourself, be the safest version of you on the road with the Big O Tires. And they have a special. You buy any Big O tire right now, and you're going to get a 3-year warranty that's included with those Big O brand tires.
And they have the lowest prices on every tire every day with all kinds of brands: Michelin, Goodyear, Yokohama, Pirelli, Toyo. They even have their own brand, Alex. And you know what else they have? They have no credit needed financing available. So no matter what's your situation, your budget, they've got the lowest prices for every tire and everything you need today.
Stop by your local Big O Tires. I use the one here in downtown Salt Lake City, but they have locations everywhere. They're not just going to hook you up with the tires. Do you need that oil change? Do you need those new wiper blades? We had to get some recently because that ice scraped off the old ones. So go get your car taken care of and get yourself safer on the road with Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com. That's BigOTires.com.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey provester and will always place your best interest first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
News This Hour brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Listen up. We're rewarding KSL listeners with $500 in free gas.
We're giving away Maverick fuel cards
three times a day, starting January 21st.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register.
And then just listen.
Thanks for making us part of your daily commute.
From Maverick, adventure's first stop at KSL News Radio.
5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy,
Amanda, we're still looking pretty good for the most part. The only crash we even had reported was near Deer Creek Reservoir. It turns out that not seeing any delay coming down the canyon from the reservoir towards Orem. Don't see any problems in Big or Little. Open without restrictions. I-15 minimum travel time so far into and out of Salt Lake City from wherever you're starting. Your story matters. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover Roots Tech. Learn the tools and resources to discover your family story at Roots Tech. Visit RootsTech.org to register. That's RootsTech.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're going to have to ask Grant later in the morning, if we make it to that 50-degree mark, does that represent a new record for this date? I wouldn't be surprised. That's the expectation today. It's the warm before the storm, and tomorrow's commute a whole different story. Keeping an eye on it for you this morning.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 16th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
So far, we've got excellent speeds on our freeways this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, the wish list is...